If artificial intelligence runs amok and causes human extinction, don't say tech experts didn't warn us. I'm David Brancaccio in Los Angeles. A new statement signed by some of the people pioneering advanced artificial intelligence technologies says we need to take seriously the possibility AI someday kills off the human race. We need to consider this, we as in governments, companies, individuals, society.
The statement, one sentence long, is published by the Center for AI Safety, which describes itself as a research and advocacy nonprofit. It says the risk of extinction from AI should be taken seriously, just as risks from pandemics and nuclear war. Signatories include Sam Altman, who heads OpenAI, which created ChatGPT. The Center for AI Safety says extinction may not be a threat posed now, but could be by future, more advanced AI systems. It says there needs to be a global effort to mitigate risks. I'm Nova Safwa for Marketplace.
A federal appeals court has approved a settlement of legal claims against Purdue Pharma, maker of the painkiller OxyContin. It also shields the Sackler family, which owns Purdue, from more civil suits.
Under the settlement, the Sackler family would no longer own Purdue Pharma. A new company would be created. Its profits would go toward preventing and treating opioid addiction. Victims of the opioid crisis or their survivors would also receive payments from a fund set up by the Sacklers. In return, the Sackler family would be shielded from any more lawsuits over opioids, even though they never filed for bankruptcy. Purdue Pharma issued a statement saying the ruling is a victory for Purdue's creditors, and the settlement is the best way to resolve the litigation. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The bipartisan deal to raise the federal government's limit on new debt has passed its first test in Congress. The House Rules Committee voted to send the legislation on to wider debate in the House today. This deal, if approved, would avert a U.S. government default with potentially catastrophic consequences. Now, among other things, the deal holds spending flat on what are labeled discretionary programs. This week here, we're looking at a pressing social issue that advocates say requires a lot more money. Homelessness. Today moves to outlaw living or sleeping in unapproved locations. Ann Oliva is CEO of the nonpartisan National Alliance to End Homelessness. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Give me a sense of what you're seeing in several states about what you might term criminalizing homelessness.
So what we're seeing across the country is a rise in the number of people who are living unsheltered. And part of the reaction to this increase in visible homelessness has been a move by sometimes state legislatures or local city councils or mayors to pass ordinances or pass state laws that make it harder for people to simply exist outside, even if they don't have a place to call home.
Let's talk about some ideas out of the Cicero Institute, a think tank started by Joe Lonsdale, who's the co-founder of the very successful big data analytics firm Palantir. The Cicero Institute released a blueprint for how states can push laws to what it sees as reduce homelessness. It's not how you would prefer to go about doing things?
It is definitely not how we would prefer or really advise communities to address the issues of homelessness. And primarily because it, again, sort of dehumanizes people who are experiencing homelessness in really damaging ways, both to them and to the system. So we are really quite opposed to the way that the Cicero Institute and others who are like them are pushing forward on encampments that are really what they're saying is that we should be rounding people up and putting them into what I would call internment camps.
Yeah, I mean, the Cicero Institute describes it this way. States should direct funds away from expensive and ineffective Housing First programs toward short-term shelter and sanctioned police encampments, which you read in this other way.
Oh, I think I'm reading it exactly how they intend it. When we talk about, again, criminalizing people and dehumanizing people, and we say, you know, other citizens, housed folks who are in the community shouldn't have to see that, I think that that's a statement about how worthy we think folks are of resources and attention. And I think that those kinds of camps that they are suggesting, we know it doesn't work. We know it doesn't solve homelessness. What we know solves homelessness, that what the evidence tells us solves homelessness, is housing and services.
But homeless people are still suffering, and people in places where homelessness is festering would be forgiven for wanting there to be some new thinking about doing something. I mean, affordable housing requires the long view.
When we talk about what solutions need to be in place here at the Alliance, we often talk about what are the interim solutions that we can have in place while affordable housing is being built. So, for example, during the pandemic, a lot of communities stood up what we call non-congregate shelter in hotels. And the data and information that we've gleaned from that is that people did well in those programs. So there is new thinking about how interim solutions can work while we are building the affordable housing system that we want and need. And we also have to push Congress to make sure that we're getting the investments that we need in both the affordable housing side and on the services side.
Anne Oliva, CEO of the National Alliance to End Homelessness. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, David.
We contacted the Cicero Institute for a comment. In a statement, the organization said, decades of the same failed homelessness policies have resulted in an explosion of unsheltered homeless in our cities and an explosion of dollars being thrown at the problem with no accountability. Cicero's policies, quote, help the vulnerable homeless to get the shelter and treatment they need. Now, the full text of the statement is at marketplace.org, where all of our Finding Your Place pieces are accumulating. In Los Angeles, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.